Thank you for tuning in to the show About Nothing, where we discuss absolutely everything. I'm your host, Jaja Banks, and today I have a very, very interesting show. One of my homeboys invited me to the barbershop, so I figure, why not, you know? Okay, so I'm here with my homeboy. I'm going to keep him anonymous. I don't want to get him in trouble. Okay. How does it feel being a family man? What is the most important thing of being a family man?
The most important thing about being a family man is probably the kids. You know, just being there, providing for your kids, making sure that they have the things that you didn't have growing up.
Okay. What do you think about polygamy?
Polygamy.
Like having more than one person in a relationship.
I mean, in the Bible, you know, you had plenty of people who had more than one person, more than one wife, and all that other kind of stuff. So, I mean, only it didn't happen until like the New Testament that they decided that, okay, we got to be with one woman and all that other kind of stuff. But to
so
me,
you think you can please more than one woman?
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, the way I see it is, you know, with women and everything like that, it's like you have, you know, y'all have that week. You know, where y'all on that cycle. So when y'all on your cycle during that week, what are we supposed to do? If we had another woman, we'd be fulfilled that 1 week.
Okay, so the 1 week. That's what it is.
Yeah, that I mean, for that 1 week,
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, so for that 1 week, yeah.
What's going on, chick?
Okay, so my Mimi said that it's practically impossible. I understand that week, but that's a week. So what you gonna do when both of them want it at the same time?
I give it to them at the same time. I mean, that's why threesomes have been were invented. I mean, unless you just that dude, hey, they made a pill. So with that pill, hey, that pill is supposed to keep you up for a certain length of time. So you take one of them little blue pills and you hook them women up. And you do what you gotta do. Sometimes as a family man, you gotta make sacrifices. And that's one of them sacrifices. To keep that thing up.
You sound like this man. Okay, so this older man, he came back into my job.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I was just trying to figure out what we went wrong. I said, well, first of all, I told you that I ain't gonna do nothing but raise your blood pressure.
Right.
And you told me that they invented pills for that. But then where you lost me was when you told me that you had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care.
But when he was honest up front.
He was honest, but
he
I don't
told
care.
You. But it was a girlfriend. He ain't married.
And that's what he said. He that's exactly married. What he said.
That, so if he's not, if he said, I have a girlfriend, that means he is not in a committed relationship. I was just looking online the other day, and there was a meme that says, you live with them, you single. You not married, as long as ain't no ring on your finger, you single.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
Roger.
Yes.
Yes. Whoops. I said your name.
It's okay. Yes. I believe it. Like, for real. Like, if you're not married, if you don't have no ring on your finger, you are single. So if you were in church and at the church and they said, all the single people raised their hand, if you were just dating, boyfriend and girlfriend, engaged, you going to raise your hand or you going to keep your hand down?
I'm going to keep my hand down.
No. You are not married. You are not married. You are single. Until you stand before God and that preacher, you are single.
How would that make that other person feel?
Hey, they should know too. Grown people, you know we ain't married. Dude.
Okay.
And when I put this ring on your finger and propose, that's just saying I want to marry you.
Okay, that's not.
No.
So that doesn't mean they off the market.
Not, I mean, a lot of women, they'll take themselves off the market, but no, not officially. You are officially not off the market until that day. So if you decide that you want to be with somebody else and all that other kind of stuff up until that day, you're well within your rights. You're not committing adultery.
I'm not hearing this.
You're not committing adultery. You're fornicating, but you're not committing adultery.
Okay, so what's cheating?
When you married, when you stepping out on your marriage, that's cheating. Because until you get that ring, you are single.
You this sounds like cheater logic. This sounds like cheater logic. I don't know.
Until
I don't know about
this. You put
that
ring on your finger, you are single. You look. You may be in a. You can say I'm in a committed relationship,
okay.
And you can say that I'm going to commit myself to this woman and not sleep with other women, but at the end of the day, I'm single until I put a ring on my finger. I'm single.
So why do married men cheat?
I mean, a lot of them cheat because, I mean, sometimes you might get that woman that you're saying, hey, I know this woman is good for me. She got the income. She's doing good things for me and everything like that. But at the end of the day, maybe it's just something in the bedroom that she ain't doing. Maybe she don't ride you like a porn star. Maybe she don't go down. Hey, but you have some women who are literally like in a marriage. I know in my first marriage, I was married for almost 10 years, and my wife went down on me probably twice in 10 years. So if you sitting there saying, hey, you married, and then you got your friends telling you, yeah, man, my chick, she did, or they just even talking about just
so
the chicks that they
dating.
That's
what y'all talk about?
Yeah, we talk about stuff like that. I mean, we don't go into detail and stuff like that, but I mean, we be sitting around, yeah, like just like say we go to a club or something like that, and we hanging out, and dude be like, yeah, man, I'm gonna go home and get this spider finger on. You know. After you done got a little something in your system, you gonna go home, wifey in the bed, you gonna go try and get a little peace. I mean, that's how you end your night.
So what's another reason why a man cheat? Married man cheat.
Let's see, what is another reason?
Because I feel like it's pure selfishness.
I don't. I mean, because at the end of the day, you might have somebody who's just not attentive, period.
Okay.
Where, like, there is, like, a complete lack of intimacy. You might love that person and say, hey, I want to be with this person. I wish that things would be better with us in the bed, but it might not be. And you're saying, hey, I love this person enough not to leave them, but hey, I have needs, and you're going to get those needs met. I mean, in a marriage, the Bible says that a husband and wife, they're supposed to meet each other's needs. And if a need is not being met, that pushes your mind to think that, I mean, that puts you in the frame of you're wanting something. So that's where the enemy can creep right on in and say, well, your wife not sucking dick. So this chick right here, she just told you the other day that she sucked your dick in the car. And you get torn between that, hey, do I do it? Or can I do it without getting caught? Or should I not do it? And then that what you do is you be like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go home and ask my wife. And then, you know, y'all might be getting intimate or whatever. And then you might put your hand on top of her head and try to ease her head down and see if she going to do it. And then when she roll up and be like, no, my mama said that, you know, I don't know. Then you be like, well, your mama sucked it. So why won't you? And then at that point, that offer that chick gave you becomes more enticing. At that point, you be like, you know what? I think, you know, I'm going to just let her do it.
Roderick, all of this sounds good. This sounds real. I don't know. You sounding real cheater logic over there.
It's not cheater logic. It's just saying, it's just common sense. It's
common
sense.
For who?
For anyone. Women should think the same way.
Okay. Anywho.
Women should be the same way. Look, I had a homeboy. He was ceremony. He was like, man, I'll never go down on women. And I told him, your wife's going to cheat. She's going to cheat on you.
Did she cheat on him?
Yes, she did.
With multiple people?
Yes, she did.
Oh.
I told him, I said, I don't have a mustache for nothing. I said, I have a mustache because hey, that fertilizer, you got to do what you got to do. Shoot. I'm talking about it tastes wrong. No, sir. That
it
means
tastes
it's dirty.
Wrong.
Yeah, I told him, that means it ain't clean. I said, you need to wait right until she get out of a hot shower and hook her
that
up.
That boy said a hot shower.
I mean, I'm just saying. But if you're saying that you got a woman that's saying, hey, I want you to toss some salad, and you be like, oh, I'll never do that. She going to go find somebody to do that.
That's
I don't care if it's a man
true.
Or a woman.
That is not true.
So if you had a dude that you saying that...
I'm sorry. First of all, that's one of my requirements.
Okay.
No.
So just say... Okay, I'll say this. Just say, like, y'all start dating. And while y'all are dating, he do it all the time. Right? All the time. Then y'all get married. Then he don't ever do it. And then he tell
oh,
you...
Oh, no.
But yeah. But then he
oh,
be like...
Oh, no.
But then
I want
like,
a divorce.
Then you be like,
I'm
well,
adding that into my nuptials.
Okay. But then you be like, well, you used to do it all the time. And he was like, well, you know, that just was me. And I knew you liked it. And I knew that was going to be, you know, my way in.
So why would you stop doing something?
Because he didn't like it. I mean, for all you know, that dude can be like, man, I'm going to go down on you. And then you be like, man, why he get up and go to the bathroom every time? That Negro could be going to scrub his mouth out, throw up and everything else because he just don't want to do it. But he, like, while he dating, you know, some people, they put that mask on while you dating, and he'll be like, all right, I'll go
down on you. That's a large mask to put on.
But people do it. Man, I promise. I kid you not. You'll have some women that as long as they're dating you and everything like that, they're the biggest freak in the world. Then you get married, and then they're like, well, I don't want to do it in the daytime. Or I don't want to do it
in the day
on the couch. Or we can't do it on the stairs. Or, you know, when we do it, we got to have music and candles. And it's like, well, sometimes I don't want to make love to you. Sometimes I just want to fuck you. Can we just do that sometimes? Just a quickie. Shoot, like you wet, I'm horny. Let's get this done.
Oh, God. Done. I am done with you, like, for the day.
For real. Like, it's the truth. Like, it's the unmitigated truth. Like, so you don't always want to do that. And then when you have a woman, it's just like, well, let me take a shower first. I'm cool with that. Go and clean that thing up. Because, I mean, I might
want to. Some people like it dirty.
No. That's a nasty dude. That's like my uncle. He like
I was
going to
say, I knew y'all.
He had that chick that he put the legs up, and he was like, he saw the duty in the booty, and I was like, did you still hit it? And he was like, yeah, I still.
Ew.
I was like, no, sir.
Do you think that there's a cutoff date to jacking off?
I don't. I go home every day, shuck my coin, every day at lunch. I got a 30-minute lunch break, and for 20 minutes, I'm shucking that coin.
20 minutes?
20 minutes. I'm going to sit on the toilet, and I'm shuck that coin for 20 minutes, right after a good shit. I still be on the toilet. I don't even flush right. Shoot, sitting there smelling shit, shucking that coin, talking about, I'm going to get it off, clean up, and go right back to work.
Okay, so what's the best thing about being married?
I guess the best thing about being married is having somebody, you know, it's like having a help meet.
Okay.
You know, you have somebody that's helping you through life.
Okay.
You know, like, you're not going through
life. A life
partner. Yeah, it's a life partner. You're not going through life by yourself and having to tackle things. You have somebody to talk things through. You have somebody to wake up to every day. You have somebody to, you know, just, I mean, like a life partner is just like your friend, you know, or a spouse, you know, being married. You have a friend. You have a best friend that's there all the fucking time.
That's,
you know,
cool.
So it's like, I mean, it has a lot of benefits, you know. It's like you're not doing everything by yourself. You know, it can get to the point where it's, you know, sometimes you do need your space in a relationship and stuff like that, you know. So, you know,
that's
you don't
why you buy a big enough house.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, but sometimes even having a big enough house, you can be upstairs playing video games or something or watching TV, and then your spouse is downstairs watching TV, and they're like, okay, well, you know, I miss him. And it's like, well, I'm just in another room. Like, sometimes you just, like, you go watch something, I'll go watch something. Or, you know, you go take a nap, I'll play a bit, you know, something like that. But you have some relationships where, you know, the woman or the man or somebody, they want to be all up on each other. And to me, I don't think that's healthy. I think, you know, in a relationship, even though you guys are a couple, even though you guys are together, there still has to be that period of time where you miss each other.
Okay.
And if you don't miss each other, that's just like if you have two people who got laid off from work. They're sitting at home all day, every day together. After a period of time, they're going to get sick of each other because they're not going to have anything to talk about. When we go to work each day, your spouse goes to work, you go to work. At the end of the day, y'all come together at the dinner table, y'all have plenty to talk about.
Okay. So what about the couples that work together?
Oh, the couples that work together. I mean, they still even have stuff to talk about, man, because it might be somebody at work that, you know, they don't like or something like that. And they'd be like, oh, did you hear such and such in that meeting today? Like, that motherfucker get on my nerves. I mean, you're able, the things that you can't say at work, you're able to
say at home.
At the dinner table and things like that. I mean, because at work, you all just sitting there all poised and everything like that and can't really express yourself how you want to. But when you get home or if y'all carpool and you get in that car, you can be like, oh, I can't stand that nigga. You see what I'm saying? It's like you can say those things that you can't normally say at work. So, I mean, it works. I mean, you have two people doing something and they're able to come together and converse with each other.
Mm. Okay, so what's the worst part about being married?
Having somebody there all the damn time. I mean, sometimes you just, I would say, like when, from personal experience, you go on a trip or something like that. You go to an exotic island, you know, Jamaica, Bahamas or something like that. And it's a lot of scattered ass in those places. I'm just being honest. But then it's like, you know, you're with somebody, and when you're with somebody, it's like, dang, I just brought sand to the beach.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
you're supposed to be on an exotic island enjoying the time away from the kids with your wife.
You are, but then sometimes you just be to the point where you be like, God dang, that damn woman is fine, and ain't nothing you can do about it. And if you were by yourself, you could be like,
but you married.
I know. I mean, sometimes. sometimes it can just get to the point where it's like, well, god dang, you know.
You got eyes.
Yeah,
so,
you got eyes.
I get it.
You know, so that it's sometimes it's like, you know, that's part of that, you know, alone time, or you just want to be by yourself or whatever. You know, not to say I'm going to cheat, but
right,
even
right.
to just say, hey, if I had the opportunity or if I could, you know, I'm by myself. So,
why get married?
No, I can't even give you a good reason to do it. I really can't. I mean, I take it from somebody. I've been divorced before. So, I mean, for
twice.
Me, yeah, twice.
Same woman.
but, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, it's, you know, especially.
Why
like
you turn
you
your head like that?
So, okay. All right, you got me. But I guess at the end of the day, it's that, you know, connection. I mean, you get tired of going out there and you sleeping with the same
yeah.
or sleeping with
different
people all the doggone time. Or you're saying, hey, you know, I'll be honest, as a single person, it gets lonely as a single person sometimes. Because you'll be like, all right, Friday, everybody get off of work. And it's like, oh, man, what you going to do? And as long as you out, I think Cat Williams said it best, as long as you out partying, life is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, as soon as you get into that house, you're like, god dang, it's lonely than a mug in here. Like, what am I going to do? I sit here, watch Modern Family all day, or Blackish, you know, by myself. And it's like, sometimes you want that companionship. So that's a lot of people get married because it's like, hey, I want this person in my life all the time. You know, I mean, in the back of their mind.
So they don't do it for love?
I don't think so.
You don't think people get married for love anymore?
Now, I don't think so.
I would say now, not so much.
I think at one point people did get married for love, but I think now it's a more of a convenience and where
business.
You want to be.
Yeah,
business. It's. I mean, because technically a marriage is like a business arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
You invest in it. So, and it's like, you know, all right, I invested time and effort in this, so it's just like a job. Like, I want a promotion, and marriage is that promotion.
Yeah. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I know. That shit is fake. I don't believe in that. Because I believe in lust at first sight.
Okay.
I do. I believe in lust at first sight. But the thing is, to love somebody, I feel like you have to get to know that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know a person, you can't say, oh, I love you. Because you can see a person and be like, oh, man, I love you. And then you stay in a house with them and everything like that. And you see how nasty they are.
Mm.
They don't wash. They don't cook. They don't clean. You be like, I can't stand this heifer. and it's like, but you thought you loved them. But it's like you didn't love them. You saw their outward appearance and you lusted for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, oh, man, I want to hit that. Like, I could hit that. All the doggone time. But then once you get to the gist of it and saying, yeah, I can hit it, but first off, she gotta bathe, she gotta cook, she gotta clean. It's other things outside of sex. But I think nowadays we are more focused on the outward appearance of a person than we are
of the
of their
inside. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. I agree 100%. But
so,
I think I'm gonna have to disagree with you on love at first sight. I feel like, and this is why I say that, because sometimes, okay, there can be like, what if you lay eyes on somebody and then, like, it's like you immediately, there's like this.
Okay.
But, like you know them. Like,
okay,
you,
I can say.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
with
my current wife, when I started working where we met, I saw a picture of her. And for whatever reason, I did. I was like, dang, like, it was just something about her that I was just like, man, I got, like, I knew at that point that was going to be my wife, but I can't say that it was love. I can't say it was love. Like, I knew I wanted to get to know that person, that woman. I knew that, you know, I wanted her in my life and things like that. And I did. I felt like, man, I know her somewhere. Like, it was something about her. And just her eyes and her smile and everything, like, it did. It touched my hope, my heart. It touched my soul. But I wasn't love. It was more of, I don't know, because I can't say, you know, now, did I tell her I loved her sooner than I would have told any other woman? Yes, I did. Because it was just something in my spirit that I felt for her.
See what I'm saying?
But that's not, to me, that wasn't.
Maybe y'all knew
love.
Each other in the past life.
Actually,
and that's what I mean.
Actually, I found out that we did. So
really?
So what I found out was that her parents, basically her uncle was the pastor of my mom's church when we were little. So my family already knew her family. Her family already knew my family.
Oh, wow. So it was familiar.
Yeah, so it was familiar. So with it being familiar, it was like, you know, when we met the parents and the families and things like that, they were like, oh, that's your family? Oh, that's your family? And they were like, oh, like, they automatically knew. It was like, man, it was like an instant bond.
Oh, wow.
You know, so with it being that instant bond, it was like, it was cool. And, you know, I knew that eventually I loved her and I knew it was something about her, but I can't necessarily say, oh man, when I first saw her, I knew I loved her.
Yeah.
Like, love, that's serious. But the thing is, you can, well, no, love and in love, that's two different things.
Yeah.
You know, because you can fall in love and fall out of love all the doggone time. But when you truly love somebody, it's certain things that you do to show and exhibit that love for that person.
I couldn't agree more.
So, that's my take on it.
Well, thank you for doing the show.
You're very welcome. Anything for my homegirl.
Alrighty, thank you guys for tuning in. It's been wonderful hosting today's Barbershop Talk. This is the show about nothing, where we discuss absolutely everything. And I'm your host, Jaja Banks. Until next time, bye.